This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Four protesters climbed the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse yesterday to protest the move of the structure to a nearby site due to unstable ground. The protesters claim the lighthouse, when placed in the new spot, will threaten a Surai ancestral burial ground. The city of Trinidad has issued a letter in response to the project and the protest it sparked, stating that the movement of the lighthouse will remove the immediate threat of it sliding down onto the village. Earlier this year, geologic studies performed at the site determined the lighthouse was in danger of sliding down the hillside if not moved, and the Trinidad Civic Club applied for and received the necessary permits to move the structure to Civic Club property about 20 feet away. The project is scheduled to be completed next week. Speaking of geology, a 3.8 earthquake, short and sharp, struck off the coast of Petrolia last night. The Temblor was located about 12 miles west of Petrolia in the Pacific Ocean at a depth of 12 miles. No damage was reported. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released a surveillance photo of a person wanted in connection with a burglary at a downtown Redway business at just before midnight yesterday. The suspect forced their way inside the restaurant and stole food and about $100 in change. The suspect does have what appears to be a henna tattoo on their right hand, and they are a white adult, about 5'5". They remain at large. Two Crescent City men and a Smith River woman are in custody in Curry County, Oregon, after they were found inside a stolen car in the Fred Meyer parking lot in Brookings yesterday. 29-year-old Cassandra Rhodes, 25-year-old Justin Sager, and 39-year-old Robert Sinnott were all arrested by Brookings police after officers responded to a call that there were three unresponsive people inside the car. When police arrived, they determined the trio were safe, but that the car they were in was determined to have been stolen out of Crescent City. A search of the car turned up drugs and paraphernalia, along with stolen goods. All three were booked into Curry County Jail. The Fortuna Police Department has asked residents and visitors alike to be more aware about vehicle security. The Fortuna Police Department posted to its Facebook page yesterday that officers have responded to 36 vehicle burglaries and thefts over the past month, with the latest incident occurring in an area around Franklin Avenue. The vehicle break-ins have generally occurred in residential areas on vehicles that have either been left unlocked or with valuables in plain sight. Fortuna police want residents to lock their cars and secure their valuables to reduce the number of crimes of opportunity unlocked and unsecured vehicles can present. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for low-lying areas along the waterfront. Over the next few days, king tides could flood areas along the bay and up and down the coast by Sunday and then into next week. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.